Firstly, congratulations.
Thank you.
What do you attribute your very large increased majority to?
There was a clear choice, and there was a really nasty campaign run by the main opposition, the Lib Dems, here, when they could have run on something more positive and what they wanted to do for the future, and something about Europe maybe would have been more appealing than just lies and smears and nonsense and, you know, fake news articles and things like that. So I think they take some of the blame for their own you know, the margin of the defeat. But above all, it's the team of volunteers, the enthusiasm that we have here for the, not just for, you know, I don't pretend this is about, you know, everyone who's come out is doing it for me personally. They're doing it because they want a Labour MP here. They want Labour policies implemented here. We've had 7 really, really tough years and damage to our community, and people want to see that change. They wanted you know, a more affordable university education, better schools for their kids, more police and resourcing for the police, and more money for affordable housing and for the chance to own their own home in many, many cases. They know that's getting tougher, getting further away, and they saw in Labour's manifesto, in Labour's policies, a better alternative.
Now, some of your criticisms of the party leadership over the last couple of years have been that you didn't think that their, what they were putting forward was going to be sufficiently attractive to the British people. But on the results we've seen across the country so far, it has been quite attractive. Where did you go get it wrong?
So I think what British people have recognised in this election is that they were done over in 2015. Our commitment to 1 million affordable homes was in the 2015 manifesto. Our commitment to a £10 minimum wage was in the 2015 manifesto. You know, these policies were there before. And because we've had not just 5 years of coalition damage, but another 2 under Cameron and now May, people are actually feeling that more and more, seeing the damage to the police, seeing the damage to the NHS, and they were prepared to vote against the Tories this time. And on Brexit, they've seen the damage that's coming through. So people were more prepared to vote against the Tories, who were undermining them and their children, grandchildren's future opportunities. That's the difference. We've had longer damage, and people recognise that they lost out in 2015. We should have been back in then.